still things we got to work on. We're not there as a total defense yet, but I think the offense was moving the ball well. Defense was stopping, getting stops and stuff like that. So, I mean, overall, I think it was a great scrimmage.
Uh-huh. When you say you're not there yet as a defense, what are some of those things that you notice when you're out there?
Just things that Coach Levis wants us to work on, just little things, just like little gap assignments, hustle a little bit harder, just stuff like that, just the little things that he just want to be nitpicky with. So we got to go out there and just improve on that to become a great defense.
Uh-huh. Can you
talk to you a lot about that?
I just think the way we responded off of those penalties, I mean, guys didn't hang their heads off the penalties. They kind of just kept pushing, kept fighting, and just put it behind them, played it at a time. That was like a big thing that I saw, just guys just utilized every play as their last play, had a deal, just kind of just pushed forward, but kept trying to get better throughout the day.
Is that something you didn't see a lot of last year?
I think last year and this year are two different teams. Just the atmosphere and this the mindset that we have this year is different from last year. So, I mean, going into the season, we're more prepared. We have better goals than what we set for ourselves. And we're all kind of
What are your goals?
Just
said they're better goals.
Yeah, just to improve on ourselves and just compete every day. Just take it day by day and just hopefully get to the Pac-12 title and clinch that and win that. But just to improve every day, just better yourself and just get 1% better every day and just work on little things.
When Levitt took over this job and like when he first addressed you guys as a defense, you know, what was his message? What did he kind of say he wanted to do to you guys?
I mean, he said it was going to be hard to get this whole defense down, and he just wanted us to become a better defensive unit and just improve on what we did last year and just build a better defense and hopefully win a Pac-12 title.
In that first meeting, was it kind of a pretty kind of broad approach from him, or did he have kind of individual things that he kind of had already pinpointed as this, we need to work on these things?
I mean, it was just pretty broad. I mean, he just came in and just laid out a little blueprint and just what he wanted to do and told us his goals and his aspirations and just told us to just come up with our own goals and aspirations and see if they meet what his goals are and just try to go from there and just build and just work together and become a unit.
You talked about kind of improving every day. How as a player do you define success, you know, on a daily basis in practice and then kind of as you guys get towards the season for the defense?
I mean, just listen to what Coach Levis says. I mean, just listen to the things that he critiques you on. You got to be thick-skinned because he's going to say some stuff that you don't want to hear. But, I mean, at the end of the day, he's going to be 100% with you. He's going to keep the floor open. Just make sure if anybody has questions, answer those questions. But he's always going to be 100% honest. He's not going to sugarcoat anything for us. He always wants us to know the true facts and what's really on his mind. And he does a great job with that. And it lets us all know exactly what we need to know and just continue to improve.
It seems like there's going to be a lot of freshmen that are going to play for you guys this year. What's it like being out there on the field with them, and what have you seen from the freshmen who appear like that they're going to contribute this year?
I mean, all the freshmen came out this whole class came out with a great mindset to come on the field and compete and try to earn a starting spot because I know how it feels. I mean, I was in that same spot last year, coming in and trying to earn my own spot. So, I mean, I understand where they're coming from. So, I mean, I respect those guys. I mean, they come out every day and they work hard just like everybody else on the field. So, I mean, the best player is going to play at the end of the day, no matter what grade you are or how old you are. It doesn't matter the age. The game knows no age. So, I mean, you got to go out there and play regardless.
Justin Holmes had 4 sacks, so now that he's healthy, what does that mean for the defense?
Justin's a big key for our defense. I mean, he's a great outside linebacker. He's done it before in the 3-4 defense. I mean, he did last year in the 4-3 with the defensive end. So, I mean, we're trying to get him back 100% with his shoulders and whatnot. So once he comes back 100%, we'll be ready to rock and roll. Good.
Thank you.
I'm going to start getting sober.